Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be talking about the selected nutritional quality of dry pea as affected by genotype and environment. Dry pea production in Montana is increasing every year, and now, maybe some of you know, Montana State is the first dry pea producer in the U.S. So in terms of production, Montana is leading the state, but we found that in other crops, the quality of other crops is affected by internal and external factors. So we thought that it might be a good idea also to evaluate dry pea quality as affected by genotype environment, just because quality will be an important parameter for future marketing. For your information, most of the dry pea produced in Montana are exported. So associating the quality parameter might be a good idea for markets. With this, we execute the experiment to determine the effect of genotype, environment, and their interaction on protein, starch, ash, and grain yield of dry pea. We did this experiment in 22 environments from 2012 until 2014, and we used 6 genotypes. 3 of them were green cotyledon color, and 3 of them with yellow cotyledon color. And we analyzed ANOVA and the principal components using additive main effect and multiplicative interaction model using R with Agricola package. These tables show you the effect of genotype environment and genotype by environment interaction on protein, starch, ash, and grain yield. As you can see in this table, the effect of those genotype environment and their interaction is very clear for all the parameters that we measure supporting our hypothesis. This is a bi-plot graph, shows you the yield performance and stability of the genotypes. The center vertical line, those varieties that lie on the right side of the center vertical lines are those varieties which have better performance than the grand mean, than those that are left of the vertical line. And those varieties close to the horizontal line with principal component axis equal to zero are the most stable varieties. So this, in general, this bi-plot graph tells you two things. One, which variety perform well compared to others, and the other one is which variety is more stable when it is analyzed across the state. This table shows you the effect of the genotype on the different parameters. As you can see, some varieties are good for protein content, the others are good for starch. We also found a significant correlation between ash and grain yield. So what does this mean is that if the market is interested in protein, they have to look some varieties. If the market is looking for starch, they have to look for another variety. So none of them were helpful to accommodate all the parameters together. So it depends on the market value. These tables show you the mean effect for the different environments. Similar to the genotype, some environments are good in protein, some environments are good in starch content, others are good in grain yield. So most of the time when we closely investigate the environmental parameters, we found that precipitation was major factors affecting the grain yield of most of the most of the environments to get higher yield. To conclude from this result, nutritional quality and yield of dry pea varied for the different genotypes and environments. Only ash content and grain yield correlate positively. So what it means is that any research activity that helps to increase grain yield helps to also increase ash content. Ash is related to the mineral content of the edible part of the grain. The two varieties, SW Midas and Montec 4152, showed a better yield performance and stability. So they can be grown across Montana. Montana is a big state, so among all other varieties, this variety can be grown across Montana, and they can be also grown in similar ecologies like Montana. With this, I would like to thank, and if there is any question. I think the question was protein a criteria when a new variety is released? I think as far as I know, yield is the most important parameter for releasing a variety, but in that they will consider disease reaction for the variety, but quality has not been a criteria for the release of dry pea. But we believe that because most of the pea are exported into international market, for Montana producer to be competent, these quality parameters are important in the future to consider releasing a variety.